Broadcasting from KUCR Studios in UC Riverside, this is the Highlander Newsroom. I'm your host, Crystal Mims, joined today by...
Aaron Gretsch, news editor.
Miles Andrews Duvet, sports editor.
Welcome to the newsroom, the people behind the paper. All right, guys, thank you for joining us. Today we're going to be talking about our Halloween weekend. We're also going to be talking about the World Health Organization, who recently declared that meat causes cancer. And we're also going to be talking about Obama and his administration, which recently called for a 2% cap on the amount of classroom time that teachers can have to prepare standardized testing. So with that, we'll get started. What did you guys do for Halloween?
Well, I went to Escape and Hard Day of the Dead, but I wasn't one of those 500 arrested, according to the LA Times, either. So,
didn't do anything illegal?
No, not at all. I was completely law-abiding the entire time, and
that's
had
great.
A lot of fun.
setting a good standard.
Yeah, man.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm so jealous of you, man. Flying Lotus, man. Yeah. So crazy.
I shook Flying Lotus's hand.
Jeez.
I know, you're really lucky. But at least I got to go to Escape with you. That was fun.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. We saw... I have to go back. Okay, so Etc. was the first one. Dash Berlin. Blaster Jacks, they were really good too. I think Blaster Jacks was like what you and Ixie said were your favorite.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
And then Benny Benassi, like we all knew who he was. And yeah, that was great. And then Dimitri Vegas and like Mike, they were all pretty good. I'm definitely going to try to expand. I know a few EDM artists like Porter Robinson, Maddion, basically the people that performed at Heat. Flying Lotus. Oh, Deadmau5. Everyone knows Deadmau5. But I chose not to see Deadmau5 to see Flying Lotus because it was totally worth it. He puts on a great show. And if you ever have the chance to see him live, I highly recommend it.
Yeah. This is why we're friends.
Yeah.
Because I would have made that same decision. Yeah, like the experience you told me, man, that's pretty awesome. Like I was in the warehouse and like you just like had that real, not intimate because obviously there was a lot of people, but still for a rave and for the given amount of people at the show, the fact that it was kind of an intimate, more intimate setting for Fly Low is like, man, it's almost like heaven to me, man, what you described.
Yeah.
So dope.
It was awesome. It was just, he rapped as Captain Murphy and I hear he doesn't do that at all of his shows.
It's
like,
not.
I felt proud because I went on his Twitter like right after and he said, "Good times, love you, LA." And I was like, I was there. I was there, Philo.
Yeah.
I was there. You were thinking about me when you said that. We both, right. You saw my eyes when I shook your, when you shook my hand.
Have you washed your hand since that day?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, it's just hygiene. It's just hygiene.
I guess so, yeah.
I mean, I put food in my mouth. I like to eat chips.
Yeah.
And I like to eat steaks.
Aww.
Man. Yeah.
But like it was an amazing experience and Escape was really fun too. It's like two different types of settings. Like Escape is outdoors and like Hard Day of the Dead's in warehouses. So like you get I don't know, it's just like better acoustics and like the fact that Hard Day of the Dead's 21 plus is like people are more mature.
That makes me sad because I'm 20 and I won't be able to go.
And
I'm mature. I'm a chair, Aaron.
Yeah.
I'm 19, so...
There weren't a lot of Native American costumes, though. That was a good thing at Hard Day of the Dead.
That is a good thing.
At Escape, there were quite a few.
Oh, were there?
Huh? Yeah. Yeah, it's not...
There are a lot of strange things at Escape.
A lot of funny totem poles, though.
Yeah. I was like, why would you want to carry that around, like, the entire time?
I think it's to make a statement.
I guess, yeah.
People are just carrying around totem poles or things like that.
Well, like
part of their costume.
It's like they have, yeah, the totem pole is basically like a sign that they carry.
Right.
And like it has different things. So like a lot of them were making fun of Trump. There was one that had something in Spanish I can't say. Because
I saw the Drake one.
Yeah, there was a Drake one.
Yeah.
Actually, I was telling Crystal to come find me because
I was
right
like,
next
where's
to the Drake
Aaron?
One.
And then I go next to the Drake person and he wasn't there. So that was sad.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah.
Was it Drake Hotline Bling or like was this Drake?
It was a picture of Drake's face.
Oh, that's interesting.
There were a lot of memes. Like basically like people just printed out memes, put them on signs just to like carry them.
Yeah. That's what I was like, wow, I've never seen anything like that before, but
a lot of blur. A lot of blur.
A lot of blur.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Well, Escape was my first like rave ever, and I will definitely be going to more. Yeah. So,
come on, guys.
No, yeah.
Yeah, I was down in the first place, but yeah, that's a whole nother conversation. Yeah, definitely the next one.
Yeah, I think the entire office is like, we should all go to a rave together. So that'll be fun if we do.
It will. It will happen.
But yeah. Other than that, for Halloween, I know there's always things that go on campus, but like, I didn't really participate in anything campus.
Everything's going on. Well, I mean,
yeah,
I'm sure
I know, and well, I guess this is more for first years, but I know like in AI, they always have like a haunted house type thing going on in there that I've gone to before when I believe I was a first year then. Yeah.
Yeah, my friend organizes that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. So, and then I hear that there's a house that you can go to and just like watch it. A lot of people go and like watch this house.
Oh, okay.
And they like flashlights on the house and play music, and I don't know, which I guess that's kind of cool, but I don't know if that's something I'd want to watch for a long time. Yeah. But
they also have like an event where like out here in family housing, actually they have like a trunk or treat where people just like decorate their cars and give out candy to like the little kids in family housing.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Do you guys still dress up at all? No. It's
not for, I don't know, not since like middle school for me. Maybe next year.
Well, I have, but like I've gotten lazy with costumes. Like I think I dressed like Clark Kent at one of the Halloween activities I organized earlier. Yeah. And then last year, I think I dressed up as something. I don't remember what I dressed up as. I think my best year though was definitely when I was 17. I dressed up as Fidel Castro.
Oh, okay.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I feel like if I did dress up, it would be really simple. I was talking to Jake, you know, Jake Rich, and he was just telling me he was Three Hole Punch Jim from The Office.
The best.
I was like, that's probably something along the lines where I would go, something very basic, but still impactful. It has a meaning if you watch The Office.
Do you dress up or no?
No, I don't dress up only because when I was younger, I wasn't allowed to for like religious reasons. Like we just didn't celebrate Halloween, so no dressing up, and now I just kind of don't, just because, but yeah, it's okay. I had a rave-filled Halloween weekend. That was cool.
Yeah.
So yeah.
It's a lot of fun.
All right. Now we're going to move on to talk about meat causing cancer. The World Health Organization recently declared that processed and red meat contains dangerous cancer-causing carcinogens similar to that of cigarettes and asbestos. So, what do you guys think about that? Do you think that, you know, this is something that people are really going to care about? Do you think people are going to continue to eat meat despite this new information?
You used to be a vegan. You're currently vegetarian.
Yeah.
So, like, did you read this? Was this like a sigh of relief?
I was like, ha ha ha. But you know, I wish I was like home.
Miles and I are just like over here, just like.
I wish that I was home when I got the news, only because my brothers give me so much like, they like always tease me about being a vegetarian. So I wish I was just like home, so I could be like, you see. But honestly, I don't really think that people are going to care. So I think people are going to keep eating meat. I mean, there's like a news story every day about something new that's like, this is going to give you a heart attack in a few years, or this is, you just have to like live your life at some point. And I feel like that's how people are going to take the news.
Yeah. I mean, like what happens if it like is discovered that like chemicals and plastics can cause cancer?
Right.
Then you're going to be like, well,
isn't that a thing though? Like,
oh yeah, chemicals in certain plastics.
Yeah, that's a,
you
but
see?
People still use plastic.
Yeah, people still use plastic, exactly.
No, but I think it just grabs headlines like, oh, meat is as bad as cigarettes or something. That was the headline, right? Like red meat is worse than cigarettes. Like, come on now. Maybe to an extent, right? But I don't know. I think people aren't going to care. But I mean, it's like America's just, it's based on, oh, this really tastes good. So, I mean, I'll compensate for my own health later, as long as I can like have this short-term benefit of whatever tastes good, and that's pretty much how it's going to go. Like, people find, what was that? I was telling you, I think, how, like, remember they found, like, that finger in the Wendy's? And, like, these things come up all the time. Like, I think Chipotle, like, over in Colorado or Oregon, like, they had to shut down 13 locations because they're giving, people got sick with E. coli. Like, stuff like this. But it's, like, it happens. It looks bad in the media, and then, like, 2 weeks later, like, they're still getting the same amount of revenue as they were before. So, I mean, nobody really is going to care, except for those vegans who are vegetarians who are like, ha, we got you.
Except for McDonald's, whose profits are falling.
Is this really? Are they?
Yeah. Like, significantly? It's actually been a thing for, like, this year, actually. It's been...
I think people in general just think McDonald's is, like, awful. Yeah. So, like, I don't know. Yeah. Maybe that's why.
It's overpriced.
Maybe when the McRib comes back, that like usually draws a lot of people.
It's going to be a permanent fixture.
I've never eaten like McDonald's that consistently. When I was a kid, like I loved their breakfast, but like
I always ate the sausage egg McMuffin. Right. That was like what I loved. And then I still like if someone gives me their fries, I will eat them. Like I will not go and get the fries, but I will eat the fries if they are in front of me. But I don't eat anything really there now just because their salads kind of suck and I can't get anything else. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, is meat this dangerous, though? Like, do you think it is?
I mean, people have been eating, you know, I think it's how much meat you eat in one. I mean, because, like, you know, a smoker doesn't just smoke casually. They smoke, like, you know, packs a day, you know, consistently. They smoke a lot. So, I mean, that makes sense. Like, you smoke enough. I mean, it does cause cancer, but that's because like a cigarettes are addictive. I mean, people are addicted to cigarettes, and not necessarily everyone eats like red meat every day, and not necessarily everyone eats it a lot every day. Like most people are good with like a steak, some carne asada, and like you're good. But nobody is just like you know consistently like is just like you know beef.
Well,
because beef is also kind of expensive.
Yeah, I mean. Well, at least now in our local area, but I know, like, in down south and in cities like Texas, places like Texas, like, it is a pretty, like, that's what you eat every day. But, I don't think it's as bad as they're making it out to be. I mean, the whole entire quote was what, like, carcinogens that are similar to that of cigarettes, like, similar, maybe. Like, it's not, it's like you said, it's all about, like, how much you eat, and I don't think anyone's eating enough to... coincide with that of 3 packs of cigarettes a day or whatever.
Yeah.
Right.
It's also just keeping healthy. I mean, if you work out, you run. I mean, that's just naturally just healthy for you. I mean, you can fight off illness. I mean, just staying in shape.
Like you. Right? Running. You run every day, which is...
Yeah.
You go to the gym often.
You go to the gym
often. How far did you say you run?
Not that much. Just like 4 or 5 miles.
That's pretty good, though. I just don't have the, like... I just get bored running that long. I hate it.
Yeah. Headphones in.
Oh, really?
Scenery.
Yeah. I may invest in headphones. I literally don't own headphones at all.
You know?
Nowhere.
You just don't listen to music?
Well, it's like because I get them and they always break.
Oh, yeah.
That's the annoying part.
And like, Yeah, Crystal has like these big green ones. Like,
big headphones.
Those are Mark.
Like, they probably could not break even if you tried to break them.
Like, no one else has those headphones. It's like whenever I see them,
like, seriously.
Like my friend saw me one time. She's like, I always like can see you like if you're on campus and I'm too far from you, but like I know it's you because the headphones. I'm like,
But they sound good, right?
Yeah, they sound really good. So, it's Wicked.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like the play.
Yeah,
they're
green. I got them as a Christmas present, and they've been, like, really good, so that's what I use all the time. Sometimes I try not to wear them, like, super late at night, because I'm, like, not trying to get attacked or anything, but they're really bright. But anyway, with the whole meat thing, though, I think in the article they said that it wasn't even specifically the meat itself, it was, like, how it was processed and, like, made.
Right.
So that's, like, a whole nother thing, like, you know? Yeah.
Especially, I mean, how it's processed. Like, well, like, over the summer, like, beef in Argentina just tastes so much better than it does here.
Man.
Just, like...
Really?
Steak.
Just food in general, like... Go on.
Steak in Argentina in general just tastes so much better. Does it taste better in Germany?
Yeah, like, that's what I was going to say. Like, all over Europe, man, it's just so much cleaner, man. Yeah. Like, all this organic or... oh, it's all natural and all this stuff we talk about here. It's like, okay, that's pretty much, like, you don't have to put a label on that in Germany because that's just is what it is. Oh, like, okay. Especially where my grandparents live. Like, it's so cool. Like, they have a farm, like, literally, like, not that far from their house. Like, you can walk or ride your bike there and you can get cheese or you can get milk or you can get dairy or, like, meat from there and it's fresh and it's organically grown. And, like, here it's just... It's honestly it's a stigmatized thing here. Like, oh, you eat organic food or this and that. Like, there it's just the way it is. It's just a common way of life and it tastes so much better.
Yeah. Yeah. Organic food is just like a lot more expensive too.
Yeah.
For some reason.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going to lie. I only buy organic stuff. I'm like snobby like that. That is what it is.
Sprouts for days.
Yes, they had Sprouts. They Trader Joe's. Which they're good. They're good stores. I'm telling you.
Yeah. But, I mean, I guess we'll see how people... I don't think people are really going to react to it, but there'll be something else in the news, like causing cancer in a few weeks, so...
Yes.
That is for sure. I mean, I think the worst thing that we all do, let's be honest, it's the cell phones.
Mm.
Cell phones. That's probably, like, the most radioactive thing that we have seriously? That are constantly around.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I try to stay away from it, too. Like, I used to sleep with my cell phone under my pillow. And,
did you hear about that girl who, like, her pillow got, like, caught on fire because she was sleeping with her phone, and it was, like, under her pillow.
Were charging?
And, yeah, it was charging. And so the battery, I guess, got so hot. I could see that. Because
the phones get, especially if you put it under a pillow, like, they get hot in general.
Yeah. So it was on fire.
I heard like, a lady had her phone explode next to her face because she was charging it while making a call.
Yeah, so, like, don't. So should we like send out a PSA like don't do that?
Yeah, be careful.
Be careful with your phones.
Be careful with your phone. Just be smart with your phone too. Don't walk and be on your phone and not see where you're going and like walk and like you know like if I see people walking toward me and like they're on their phone and they're about to walk into me, I will just keep walking. I'll be like, I guess we're gonna bump into each other because you're gonna learn today.
Like,
get off your phone.
Like, it doesn't even feel like a healthy thing when you have your phone. It's like extremely hot and you have it on your ear and it's just like melting your cheek and you take it off it's like sticking to your cheek. Like that just doesn't feel like it's something that is beneficial to my health in any way.
My brother like is just so used to it. He just puts ice packs under his phone.
Really?
Because he's just like around it so often.
Man.
Oh my gosh. No, yeah. Be careful with your phone, guys. Okay, if you're just joining us, you're listening to the Heinlander Newsroom, broadcasting on KUCR 88.3 FM, streaming online at KUCR.org, on the KUCR app from the App Store, or the TuneIn app on Android. So now we're going to get into Obama and standardized testing. As I suppose many of you know, in high school and just, you know, school in general, there's a lot of focus on testing and a lot of public schools, you know, their funding is kind of based off of how students do on standardized tests. And so Obama and his administration is calling for a 2% cap on the amount of time spent like preparing for these tests. So I guess what do you guys think about that? Like, do you think it's like
I never really thought those tests were like really hard to begin with, to be honest. Like the classes and like the classes that we had to take for tests in high school and stuff were a lot harder than standardized tests a lot of times. I never thought they were too difficult to be, I mean, I don't know. Did you find them pretty easily or?
They're pretty easy. You and I kind of grew up in this, or not, went to high school in the same area. You were in Montclair.
I was in
Pomona, but what district were you in?
Oh, no, I lived in Montclair, but I went to Diamond Bar.
You went to Diamond Bar. So, yeah. I don't know, it could have been different for you and I, but I feel like they were kind of similar, given that we were that close vicinity. So, yeah, I don't know. Like, I don't know how it was for you, but for me, it was just, I just took the test for what they were. Like, I didn't have to study for them necessarily, and, I mean, they were easy, and I did find that there was a lot of, it was kind of overly focused on within the classroom, honestly. Like, I think isn't it true that the student or the teachers get it like reflects upon them how their classes do on those tests?
Yeah, they get so evaluated
kind of,
on
that's
that.
That's kind of why they really push it so hard. But yeah, it seemed like it took away from genuine class time, and so that does bother me. So I'm all for this 2% cap of Obama's, right? It's like
two hour cap.
Oh, is it 2 hour? Yeah. I thought I said 2% on the. Okay, well. Are you sure? I'm pretty sure it says 2%.
The article says 2%.
Yeah.
But,
okay.
You know. So, like, 2% of class time.
But, yeah, maybe that's what it is.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I know, like, sometimes in classes, like, you'll kind of get into the class and the first thing, like, the teacher focuses on is, like, here's your syllabus, this is what's going to be on the test, so, like, this is what we're going to go over, and it's not really learning. Like, I feel like sometimes when I'm in class, I'm like, am I really, like, grasping all of this, or am I just like, I need to memorize this because it's going to be on the test?
Right, yeah, like, and how much can be, sorry.
It's okay, go.
Like, how much can be really taken away from how you do on a multiple choice test, right?
I mean, yeah.
In terms of your one's actual intelligence, even any test in general, like, I feel like people, I say this all the time, like, people have different intelligences, you know? Some people aren't good test takers, but they can be geniuses. I know a few myself off the top of my head, like, who are my friends, and they would bomb tests in high school, but they were still way more smarter than I was. So I don't know, like, how much can you really gain from these things other than maybe evaluating teachers and their ability to help people memorize things.
There's also a lot of tests that can't even really be, like, taught, like, through a multiple choice test. I mean, multiple choice tests shouldn't be really used for any type of humanities when you think about it. Like, for example, in English and a history class, you can't really, like, you shouldn't really teach it to be a multiple choice thing. You have to learn how to use those classes on how to teach creatively, because, like, yeah, there's multiple choice tests in, like, I guess college classes. I've had, like, in the really lower divs, there's multiple choice tests that they have to make sure that you know everything, and that's, you know, so you can get your requirement and stuff, so you can know these facts.
Right.
But, like, a lot of them now, like, you have to write an essay for them. Like, you know, you have to, like, you know, back up, like, what you learn to show why it's important and, like, what it leads to. You have to know how to make an argument about what you learned in, like, a history class or an English class. It can't really necessarily be about this novel, because, like, yeah, you can read a novel, you can, like, read it cover to cover and know who the characters are, know what the places are, know, like, all, like, those details, but you still won't know, like, why it's important. Like, you have to know, you never get down to the why if you're taking a multiple choice test.
Exactly.
You're like, okay, it's this way. But, like, it doesn't, like, leave you room to, like, question, like, okay, so why is it like this?
Right.
Like, what is it important? Like, what's the importance of this novel?
That's why I valued those AP classes, because I feel like AP classes, like, you actually do go in depth into that question of why.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, in terms of the actual standardized test that everyone has to take, it just doesn't explore that at all. It's, I'm still skeptical as to what exactly it evaluates, if anything, really.
Even with math, it's like, you can, with about multiple choice in math, you can plug in the answer from the multiple choice, like,
seriously,
answer into the question. That's why when you do a math test in, like, an actual class, they make you show your work, so you don't just, like, plug in
I think what was it, like, 4 or 5 years ago, they kind of stopped doing those multiple choice. And I think because I had the same teacher for math for all 3 years of high school, which is pretty crazy, and, like, he like was doing multiple choice, I think, for a couple of tests, and he changed it up because he just said pretty much what you just said. Like, you don't really learn anything unless I'm seeing your work. So, yeah math. I don't know what, like, even history, I guess maybe you could argue for a multiple choice test. But
biology, still, probably.
Biology,
But, like, when you have to go down to, like, if you actually want to apply it in, like, a field, like, you have to know, like, okay, so this is what it does, so, like, why is it important that it does this? Like, what can we learn? Like, how do we stop this? How do we, you know, how do we stop invasive species, for example? Like, you can't, that's not something that can be solved through multiple choice tests.
Correct,
Well, it's like, don't introduce them, but, like, what happens if you have an invasive species?
Yeah.
You have to investigate, you know, you have to seek, you have to go through the scientific method, and, like, the scientific method isn't done by A, B, C, D, E, F, like, you know.
This is true,
That's
why, as much as I dread long response answers, like, they're useful and they're valuable, and they really weed out those who actually understand something and those who just have a general memorization of a topic, so.
Yeah,
so do you guys think that with less, you know, like, less tests, but, like, maybe, I think they said they want the test to be of, like, higher quality, that will have a better understanding of how well students are performing in classes if they're not worried about taking a test all the time and they're just kind of focused on the material, or...
Yeah, I mean, obviously, yeah, there's certain things they have to get rid of, I think. Like, I mean, there's, like, back in the day, I don't know how long ago there was, but there, in a lot of countries, I think in Europe, might be Finland, I might be wrong though, like, they don't have homework, for one, And, like, they have one of the top educational institutions in the world. Like, their public education system is really, really strong over there. Mm-hmm. And they don't have homework, and, like, they don't focus, like, heavily on standardized tests, but yet they perform better than we do. Mm-hmm. So it's, like, I think it's just, like, the way that the classroom setting's, like, you know, structured here, too. Like, yeah. We should really contribute to it. So I guess a higher quality of testing, but, like, you know, restructuring just the entire, like, classroom atmosphere to make sure the kids receive the information, like, the first time as well. Because if it's, like, a good enough system, like, you don't need homework and you won't need testing. Like, right. Excessive testing.
No, yeah, I agree. I think there's definitely room for it to get a lot more, which is at higher quality. Or, I guess, for lack of a better word, just get more difficult, right, in terms of testing and more challenging. Because I remember in my government class, my teacher, he was showing me all these old, what was it, I think from the 80s, not even that long ago, like 80s placement exams students would have to take to get into middle school. Wow. And there were literally things nobody in our class could figure out. Like, we took the smartest people of our class to try to figure it out, which included myself, haha. But, like, and nobody could figure it out. Like, it was just, it was extremely difficult. And now it looks like preposterous to even ask any type of elementary sixth grader or fifth grader to come out and answer those questions. But it kind of goes to show, like, how, I don't want to say dumb it down, but it kind of has been a lot more simplified, I guess, over the years. Yes, what type of questions they were?
Yeah.
I can't remember. I kind of, like, put that out of my memory because I felt really dumb. But it was like questions about just about English and vocabulary and specifics in terms of how to write, but, like, they were extremely difficult. Like, yeah, I can't think of how exactly. I'm sure you can find those types of things online, but it was just a lot more in depth than anything that I've ever had to take in high school.
We kind of have, like, a structure too, where, like, you're supposed to learn this by this grade, this by this grade, and it's like people learn at different levels. I understand, and it's like that's another thing that was kind of like was kind of bad about the
No Child Left Behind
was that, like, they stopped having kids like repeating grades. Like, to a certain degree, like, without, like, a parent's permission or something. So, like, the kid would fail the class, like, the first, second, third, fourth grade, and he would continue on to the next level still.
Right.
So, like, they stopped.
And what does that really help? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if, like, the kid's not, like, socially or emotionally mature enough, then, like, you know, like, he or she might need to stay an extra year. I mean,
yeah.
If it's beneficial to them, I mean, don't hold it back. I mean, college admissions aren't going to care if you're, like, 19 or 18 by the time you graduate high school, as long as it happens. Because people do learn at, like, different levels. I mean, I was lucky I was never held back. I mean, I don't know if maybe a few people were. I think at the higher levels, like middle school and high school, that's when they started, if the parents wanted to. But, yeah, and even if you're not, like, in high school, if you fail a class, you're going to be placed in remedial classes, you know?
Right.
So it's like you're getting held back anyways, but...
Yeah, there are a good amount of problems with that act, so I'm glad that Congress is, like, attempting to revamp it, so hopefully things will get better in that area. But, yeah, I mean, I guess we'll see. I think it's a good idea. I think it's good that they're trying to, I don't know, get a handle on how much testing and how much kids are worrying about it, because honestly, I think it's something that kids can stress out about, and it's like you're not even learning anymore at this point, so that's not a good thing, obviously. But yeah, this has been the Highlander Newsroom on KUCR 88.3 FM. The Newsroom is a co-production of the Highlander Newspaper and KUCR. The opinions expressed on today's show belong solely to their owners and do not represent KUCR, the Highlander, or the Associated Students. Special thanks to Louis Vandenberg, Monica Taylor, Eddie Valencia, Elliot Fong, Tina Bold, and Alex Hill. I'm gonna say... get some sleep, everyone. Recover from your midterms if you're still taking them. Good luck.
Recover from your crazy escape and hard weekends.
Don't, like, get too crazy. But, yeah.
Oh, are we doing, like,
okay, I'm gonna interject before Miles steals it.
No,
Kanye West is awesome, and this is my revenge for Miles from stealing the reference the first time we did the show. And my name is Aaron Gretchen. That was my closing. That was my closing. That's my sound off.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kanye.
All right. Yeah, I'll give you that one. I was just going to say, Young Thug just dropped his newest mixtape, Slime Season 2. Oh, I will be writing about him in the next paper if you want to check it out. And yeah, Young Thug is amazing. So that's my sound off. We're just about done here.
Yeah. All right. Cool. Thank you, guys. And thank you, everyone, for listening.